When I listen to music, I hear the sound of my dreams. Music derives its immense power from the neuroassociations that happen when I hear it. Powerful music is more about neuroassociations than it is about sound. Sound alone doesn't draw me to music. An explosion of neuroassociations happens when I listen. It creates a powerful inner fireworks display that's fun to experience, and that's why I bother to listen. The music machine can transport my mind anywhere in time and space. Music arouses my physiology and starts me moving. It feels good to coordinate the movements of my body to the rhythm of music. It makes physical exercise much easier and more fun, and it helps me overcome personal inertia. Music transforms my mind. It gives me courage in times of trouble. It helps me relax when I'm anxious and motivates me when I am discouraged. No matter what problems I have, there is a musical theme that will help me overcome it. The positive musical neuroassociations put me in a positive state and allow me to listen to the sound of my dreams. I was born in a performance-oriented culture in which acquisitions frequently are the measure of a man. For the first 20 years of my life, I listened to the gospel of money and materialism, but I never became a convert. I confess to having a couple of close calls where for short periods of time I felt the undertow of money's siren call, but I always escaped before money took over my life and I drowned in a sea of dollars. I faced a choice. I could become rich in the experiences that come with a life of adventure, or I could become rich in monetary terms, piling up a mountain of money and other acquisitions. It was one of the hardest choices I ever made, and at the same time one of the easiest. It was hard because I saw how my medical colleagues were accumulating substantial wealth. It was easy because I wanted adventure and freedom more than I wanted money. I have always placed a high value on my personal freedom, and I have organized my life around the freedom principle. This principle says, if you don't worship at the altar of acquisitions and money, you'll never lose your freedom. People who have no possessions have a remarkable amount of freedom because they have nothing to lose. People who have massive infrastructure and millions of dollars have limited freedom because they have so much to lose. Although it's true that rich people have more options than poor people, rich folks have made an agreement with life that limits their freedom and options. It's extremely difficult to feel free when you are chained to endless infrastructure that you must work to support. Infrastructure is expensive, and instead of it supporting you, you must work to support it. You have the initial cost of acquiring it and the never-ending cost of maintaining it. I'm not claiming that you don't need money. I am proposing that most people would do fine, perhaps even better, if they had less infrastructure to support. They would have more personal freedom and probably would enjoy their lives more. At least that's the way it works for me. I have a confession to make. I am addicted to expeditionary vehicles, specifically Land Rover Defenders. Even when I was sailing around the world on a small yacht, I still had two Defenders parked in storage facilities around the world. One is in Whangarei, New Zealand, and the other one is in Malulaba, Australia. If I worship at the altar of infrastructure and acquisitions, that altar is shaped like Land Rovers, fully kitted out for expeditionary travel with roof racks, long-range fuel tanks, two spare tires, rooftop tents, heavy-duty suspension, and customized storage compartments. These freedom machines stand ready to take me from Cape Town to Cairo when the time is right. So there you have it. I do have a certain amount of infrastructure in my life, and I spend modest amounts of money to maintain it. There is no other way to make my dreams come true. I need to have my freedom machines ready to travel out back and beyond. We all have compromises that we must make when we come to our agreement with life. My compromise is simple. I keep my infrastructure to a minimum whenever possible. But when it comes to freedom machines, Land Rover Defenders and catamarans, I am willing to do whatever it takes to keep my dreams alive and even make some of them come true. Stay tuned, because when I finish working in Phoenix, I may fire up those defenders and make a truck convoy across the Australian outback. Then I may ship the defenders to South Africa and make a run from Cape Town to Cairo. I'm 59 years old and I can hear the sound of my dreams. I don't know how much time I have left, but in the time that remains, I plan to keep on trucking.